We do have several prayer requests, and this first one is for the family of Monty Ludwig, who's gone to his final resting place this week. And then we want to pray for complete healing for Joyce Weir, who's taking chemo treatments. I talked to Bobby yesterday, and he said she's doing very well, but she still has maybe 5 of the 12 treatments left, and they have to go to the city twice a week to get that. But he said she's doing well. Dora Martindale asked us to pray for their family as they are going through the loss of her brother Dale, who went to his heavenly home yesterday. And then we want to continue to pray for Larry Lane, who's in a battle with cancer. Pray for him to draw close to the Lord. I don't know whether he knows the Lord at all, and that's a concern and heavy on my heart. So let's remember him with healing and with healing his heart toward the Lord.
All right. All right, Lord, we lift the family of Monty Ludwig to you. Lord, as he has went on, passed on from this life to the next, God, in reality, he's just still living life, Lord. I pray that you would bless this family, surround them. God, your word says that you're close to those who are of a broken and contrite spirit. So, Lord, I pray that you would send ministering angels to their ears, God, to their hearts. Cause your people to surround them, to love them, to support them, to bless them, and minister to them in mercy and grace. Lord, we pray for Joyce Weir, Father God, in these chemo treatments. God, we know that you are the King of Kings, Lord, that you would desire that we would prosper and be in health, Lord. So, Father, we speak health and healing into her body. Lord God, we pray for no adverse effects from the chemo treatments, God. We pray that there would be the miraculous power of God in the midst of it. There would be a glorious testimony for the power of God and your glorious kingdom happen in the midst of this. Father, we lift up Dora and that family to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I pray again you'd surround them, comfort them, give them grace, peace, and mercy in this time, Lord. Lift them up. Encourage them along the way. Father, I pray that they would just see and receive the revelation of Jesus in the midst of this situation. Lord, we pray for Larry Lane in his battle with cancer. God, cancer is just another name that is to bow to the name of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord God, we claim health and wellness and healing. God, and I pray through the midst of that circumstance that it would cause Larry's heart to see you, to experience the true revelation of Jesus, to come to a saving knowledge of you, King Jesus. I pray that you would encamp around about him. We cast off every evil and demonic thought and movement over his life, and we speak the kingdom of God, Lord, to reign over him and to draw him in. Lord, you said that no one comes to you unless they're drawn. So we just pray, God, for a strong outpouring of your drawing to his heart and an opening of his eyes to the revelation of who you are. We thank you, God, that you're at work in the midst of all these situations. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your presence in all of those places. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to ask you to pray for Joe. He went to the orthopedic doctor yesterday. His knees are just terrible. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Wenham said, well, Joe, looked at your x-ray, and you get the trophy for having the worst knees I believe I have ever seen. He said, we already knew they were bone on bone. He said, they are just bone on bone, and this one, the something or another's moved off to the side, which makes him really bow-legged. But he gave him a shot in both knees. They don't want to do surgery until the cancer is definitely under control and some things like that. Mm-hmm. But I'd like for you just to pray that these shots will get him by until he can have the surgery.
Okay.
Or the Lord will just put the cartilage back in his knee.
That's where I'm at.
You know?
That's where I'm at, yeah.
You know, we've prayed for that.
Absolutely.
It didn't show up in the x-ray yesterday, but that doesn't mean it can't show up.
Yep. How you know that promise of that seed didn't show up for Abraham for quite some time.
That's right. That's right.
What are we doing while we're waiting on the promise?
Exactly.
So, Lord, I lift Joe to you, Father. I thank you, God, for his heart, for who he is. Lord, I thank you for your genuine, unconditional love for him and his family. Lord, I claim the dynamite power of God in the midst of this situation. Lord, Father, we know that you are at work in all things. Whether you choose to use a doctor to set this right with Joe, it'd be our request, Father, that you would do it without the doctor, that you would just cause it to happen. We claim that healing and health in his knees. Father God, you created him. You created his bones and the structure of his body. And we call it to just come into line with your perfect will. And Lord, we just know and trust, God, that you're at work in the middle of this and that it is a glorious praise testimony to who you are. It's a testament to the glory and power of you as our King and God. We love you and thank you for all that you're doing in the midst of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to hear from some of our sponsors now. As I said early on, Rick Spain Construction is our Facebook sponsor today, and we want to mention some others here. The Refuge Church, which is a non-denominational church, 18410 Highway 152 at Sayre. That's 3 miles west of Sayre on 152, and they're inside a barn there, a beautiful little worship center. They have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship at 10:45, evening service, Bible study at 6, and then Wednesday Bible study at 7, and they have a youth group that meets at 7. If you need more information, you can call Tammy Bailey, 729-0956. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries here in Elk City is at 616 North Locust Avenue. They have services, Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, church again at 6 on Sunday evening, a prayer meeting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and Bible study on Thursday evening. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Bordice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
We almost had the outro, but we're not ready for the outro. We are ready to receive more of this great lesson that you're bringing us today, Jason.
All right. So we're talking about what are we doing while we wait. God's given us all of these blessings, everything that we need to live this life according to his pattern, to build according to his design. And we've got an eternal destination of ruling and reigning out there, but it's also for here today. We read the story of the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, how that God has given to each of us according to the way that he created us. And he's always thinking about increase. He wants us to increase, to invest, to use, to put to work what it is he's placed in us and given us. And you can't outgive God. You can't outinvest him. I mean, the more you use up what he's given you, the more will come. The word says, give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He's talking about money, but listen, it's the truth about everything that God has given us. Giving, whatever it is, giving love and mercy and peace and comfort and all of the character and nature and blessing of God in your life, give it, invest it, use it, because when we don't, we damn that thing up. Giving is the praise of God's plenty. It is the praise of God's plenty, and you cannot outspend him. It's impossible. There is no end. We talked about in the very beginning the economy of the kingdom. That is the wealth and resources of the kingdom. You can't run it dry. It's impossible to run it dry. God is a never-ending well of resource. He is a never-ending well of the blessings of his kingdom. He's given it all. Give, invest, use. On the way to your promise, I mean spend it. Spend it like there ain't no tomorrow. Spend love on people like there ain't no tomorrow. Give people grace like there ain't no tomorrow. Give the character and nature of God away. Invest, invest, invest. When you do that, I'm going to promise you this. We talked about the culture and society wanting to be on the fast track, always looking for a fast way to get to where they're going, and always messing things up. We looked at Abraham and David, how they did that. Here's the truth. The fastest way to get to where you're going from point A to B is always what? Anybody know? A straight line. Stay on the path and invest. Give, 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 give. We're not going to get all the way there, but next time I'm here, we're going to look at how we begin to invest and get and clothe ourselves with the presence of the Lord, and that will be in 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll look at that next time. We'll continue on here, though. You can't outgive God, and I'm not just talking about money, but I do want you to know this. Money's part of it. It's part of it. Giving of our finances to the Lord is the praise of God's plenty. And what happens when we praise the Lord? The Word says that He is enthroned on the praises of His people. He begins to reign in that situation. When you give it, when you release it, when you let it go for His glory, I'm telling you what, the power of God goes to work. You know what? He's sitting there going, hey, here's a kid who believes what I said. Hey, I want my angels to rush in with the plenty of the kingdom. Holy Spirit, you just release that in their life. When we begin to line up on the way to the promise and do what we're supposed to do in stewarding the blessing of God in our life, you know, there's a saying that we say all the time, do what you know to do until you know to do different. Be doing what you know to do until you know to do different. Don't stop being a steward of what God has revealed to you in the revelation of Jesus in your life right now, here today, in your past. Well, I'm not hearing what God's saying for me to do. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a good place to start because He said all of this. If we'll get our mind in this and on this, it's a good way to start really hearing from God in the here and the now. Give, give, give. Give is the praise of God's plenty. It's a law of sowing and reaping. And this is the way. It's God's law. And I'm not talking about a law that He's put on you to hold you down. I'm talking about it's a natural law. It just like gravity's a law. If I throw something up, guess what? Natural law of gravity says what? It's going to come down. God says when you sow, you reap. When you plant a seed, when you cultivate a seed, it grows. It flourishes. It becomes plenty. He even said it about the kingdom. If you'll cultivate the seed of the kingdom, it's like a mustard seed, small. But when you cultivate it and you invest it and you sow it, it gets big. It becomes something huge. God wants us to steward the blessing that he's poured out on us so richly. Sowing and reaping, and when you invest it, when you cultivate it in your surroundings, in the people that you meet at the grocery store, at the bank, at the ball game, whatever, cultivate that kingdom. Sow the seed of who your king is. I'm not talking about preaching to people. I'm not talking about giving them a sermon. I'm talking about releasing the love of God. I'm talking about being gentle, being caring, not browbeating others. Thinking more, preferring others above yourself. All of these things Paul talked about. Be rich in the currency of the kingdom. All of the resources of the kingdom, all of it, all of the grace, the peace, the mercy, the forgiveness, everything that God has poured out lavishly on you, all of it is no good without love. That's what the Word says. You can do all of those things. You can take care of the poor. You can preach messages to the masses. You can prophesy like nobody's ever prophesied. You can speak with the tongues of men and angels. You can do all of these things, but without love, we're just like a clanging cymbal. And I love the way the Message says that without it, you're bankrupt. Invest in the currency of the kingdom. Exchange it with your fellow man. The love of God, the word says this in that same chapter, love never fails. It is the love that God has given you, not just brotherly affection. It's the agape love of God. It never fails. And it's in you, and it's in me, and it's a faith choice. Sow it, sow it, sow it. Give it, give it. You can't outgive him. The principle here is, and I know I've probably shared this before on this program, but the principle here is the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Okay, there's two kinds of ways to do this. You can be the Sea of Galilee or you can be the Dead Sea. One is beautiful, teeming with life, a perfect place that everybody wants to be at. It's a place of sustenance and fish and life and happiness. And the other is dead and dark and stagnant and nasty and stinks. Two seas, the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Now, we can be the Sea of Galilee or we can be the Dead Sea. Now, here's the only difference between the two. They're both fed by the Jordan River, both of them. Flowing river of life going into them. The Sea of Galilee, it receives from the Jordan and passes it on. It has a way to move it on, to get it through, to pass it on to another place. The Dead Sea only receives and never gives. Never gives. We can be the Sea of Galilee or we can be the Dead Sea on the way to the promise. Now, when we don't pass on, reinvest, spend the currency of the kingdom through our lives, we begin to dam it up. We begin to dam it up. And it becomes like the manna that was provided in the wilderness for the day. If you just hold on to it, it turns rotten and stagnant. It's not really any good anymore. You kind of lose your flavor for it and you're not really excited. When you get to that spot, I'm going to tell you this. You have to get determined to get back on track. Begin to release the currency of the kingdom. Let it go. Let it go. Begin to release it. And the next time that we get together, I'm going to talk about the discipline that it takes, that Peter laid out in 1 Peter. Now, I'm going to read this statement, and I'll read it again next time. But discipline is the ability to make yourself do something you don't want to do in order to get a result that you really want. If you're finding yourself out there today stagnant and stale and not really on fire, things just aren't working right for you, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you first to go and read that 1 Peter chapter 1 and see the things that we're called, that God wants us to begin to invest in so that this flow through our lives will begin to happen and take place, that it'll be strong, a strong current in the currency of the kingdom of God. He's called us to be disciples, not converts. That word discipline, that's where it comes from, disciples. The disciples comes from the word discipline. God wants to train us up. He wants us to invest in these things that he's so richly blessed us in. That 1 Peter chapter 1 says that we've been given everything, not some things, but everything that pertains to life and godliness. That is the riches of the kingdom. That is the riches of the King himself alive in us. He's given us everything so that we wouldn't fail. Peter goes on and says that we've been given these promises through the knowledge of him. That word knowledge doesn't mean book smarts. It means knowing. Like I said earlier, there's a huge difference in knowing that God loves you and knowing the love of God. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference in knowing that Jesus is a Savior and knowing him as Savior. Two totally different things. Through that knowledge, through the knowing of him, he's given us these exceedingly great and precious promises. He's blessed us with everything that pertains to life and godliness. Peter goes on and he lists eight things, and that number eight is symbolic of a new beginning. He lists eight things that he wants us to invest in, to invest. And then he ends that passage by saying that if you'll do these things, you will never fail, and an entrance into the glorious kingdom will be supplied to you abundantly. God has blessed. He has given us a path, laid it out, given us everything we need to walk it out. And all he's calling us to do is to be disciplined, to be his disciples, to grow, to invest, and allow him to fast track us, point A to point B. Mm-hmm. That's the fastest way there, is following the path, following the path. So my prayer is that everyone would begin to just enrich their lives in the things of God and to invest in these blessings that God, and begin to give, to spend the currency of the kingdom, the love of God, to spend it wildly. Paul said, and Jesus said, Paul said that love fulfills all of the law. If you're loving your neighbor, there's no sin involved. If you're loving mankind, you can't fail. It's impossible. The love of God drives the economy of his kingdom. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. It's been a great lesson that you brought us this morning, and I'm anxious for you to come back next month and share the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I know our listeners have gained some good knowledge from today.
I hope.
Jason, will you pray to pray us out of here this
absolutely,
morning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father, I thank you for the truth of your word. God, I thank you that you have richly blessed us as your people. Lord, that you are always thinking in terms of increase over our life and your kingdom. Father, I know that you're always at work for our good and your glory. Lord, I pray for everyone listening today, God, I pray for just a deep-seated revelation of your love, to begin to truly know your love. Father, I know that when we experience your love, we can't help but love. That's just the way it is. That's the way it works. As we experience and understand your love by being clothed with your presence, Lord, we begin to then just love. You just can't help it. It's like osmosis. We become like who we're around and what we invest in. Father, we want to invest in you. We want to surrender and submit to you truly as King of Kings, to the God who is love. Your word declares that you are love, not that you have it. You are love. So, Lord, let that love dwell richly in us. Let it overflow our lives. And, Lord, we want to spend it lavishly just like you have. Father God, you spend on us no matter what the cost. The greatest cost that could have been a cost to you, you gladly gave so that we could be your children, Lord. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you that it drives your kingdom, God, that your kingdom is a kingdom of love, Lord. This world needs that more now than at any other time ever in history, Lord. Father, we also pray for those families down in Uvalde, Texas, Lord God, for this terrible thing that's happened. God, I declare over that situation that you are sovereign. You rule and you reign, even though it's hard for us to understand and know what's going on. Lord, we know you didn't cause that situation to happen in any way, shape, or form, but we know that you rule and you reign in the midst of it, that you are bringing about something good out of the heartbreak and ashes, God. We've seen it time and time again in your word. We give you praise for being the King of Glory. Lord, we pray for comfort and understanding and peace of mind. We pray for the knowledge of the Lord Jesus to come upon that whole entire city, Father God, for revival to break out, for lives to turn to you, for your glory to rest upon them in Jesus' name. Pray, God, that you would send comfort around about those families, Lord, and send your people in there to just love and to care, to spend the currency of the kingdom in the midst of that situation, Lord, because you said love never fails. We know that it's the answer in their situation. It's the answer to the situation for the whole world. Thank you for that love. Thank you for your presence. We choose to just put you on, to clothe ourselves with you today. Love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jason. You've been tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Pastor Jason, have a blessed day, and we'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music. and take us with you everywhere.